in the Sound Lab tonight here on Triple J. Joining me live is Luke Vibert, a.k.a. Plug, Armin Andrews, Wagon Christ, Carrier District, lots of different pseudonyms, but also obviously Luke Vibert. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for having me.
No worries. It's great to actually have you in the Sound Lab studio. It's been a couple of years since you've been performing in Australia for the Big Day Out a little while ago. You played in Perth last Friday night. How was that one?
It was really good fun, but very kind of unusual surroundings, really, because we had a different gig organised in Perth, but then I think that Perth promoter dropped out kind of at the last minute. So he got this funny prom do with loads of nice people who are very surprised to see me, and I was quite surprised to be there.
What, so you actually played at a totally different venue than you were
supposed
to?
Yeah, it wasn't even really... It was a venue, but kind of half gallery, half venue thing. A really nice place called Art Rage in Perth. I think they get a lot of help from, like, the council and stuff to put on arty stuff there.
Oh, OK. Really, is that something nice. You have to be pretty flexible quite often in your career? Just simply things change at the last minute, you just have to go with the flow?
Yeah, and I can only ever take gigs one by one, so I can only think about my next gig, really. I can't think about the one after that, even though I'm, like, now booked up till November. I just can't imagine that at the moment. I have to take it one at a time, so it's very much like, yeah, each time is kind of different anyway, always, for me.
With so many gigs coming up, you said you're booked up to November. I mean, when do you actually get time to sit down and write music? I know the last release was under your own name, Luke Vibert, which was Lover's Acid. I mean, what have you been working on since then?
I'm sort of always working on stuff, really. Like, that's the good thing about the modern kind of computer technology business, because in the old days I had to start a track and then finish it before I could ever do another one. But in these days you can just store so much information on computers, so I've always got stuff on the go, really, when I'm travelling or when I'm at home or any time. It's always good time for making music.
But don't you find that there's always a place that's easier to write in, or are you able to sort of sit down and do it wherever you are, no matter where you are in the world?
Funny enough, like, finishing them off, I really like to be at home, but I can always get stuff going wherever I am, kind of just loops or more simple kind of stuff. But yeah, when I finally come to, like, arrange it all, then yeah, I like to be comfortable at home usually then.
Are you sort of always a couple of albums ahead when you're actually working on the music? I know that you've been in Japan and you've done Auckland and you've done Perth and you've got, you know, the gigs in Melbourne and Sydney coming up next weekend. I mean, what are you actually working on at the moment?
It's funny, I don't really think of it as albums at all. I just work on music, and then when I come to do an album, then I just listen to all the tracks and see what works with other tracks. But yeah, I just take each track as it comes and try and make it as good as I can, and I'm not thinking of Carrier District or Eamon Andrews or even Luke Vibert or anything. I'm just a person making a track as best as they can, and it's just maybe a few weeks after when I can finally listen to it objectively and think, oh yeah, that would go well with these tracks or something. But yeah, when I'm doing it, it's just very in the moment kind of.
So you're just simply writing music as a fella?
But yeah, basically.
But with so many monikers, like, you know, like Carrier District and Armin Andrews, Wagon Christ, I mean, when do you know that it's going to slot into a certain style or a certain name that you've produced?
Yeah, I know, it's kind of always a bit up in the air, really. Sometimes I think I have to really question it and think, does that actually fit together? But usually it's just I need a bit of time. Whenever I finish them, I always think they're good, and it then just takes me a while to actually realise, oh no, it's not that good, or oh wow, it's wicked, or whatever it may be. But whenever it takes me a while, because I'm always too close to them at first, so.
For sure. So there's not a different sort of way of composing for, say, Wagon Christ than there is for Music Under Your Own Name?
No, I mean, I sort of have different ways of working, but that's nothing to do with the aliases. Usually I'm on my computer, but occasionally I get fed up with, like, staring at the monitor or something, so I'll get out some old analogue synths and drum machines, and then that'll sound much more kind of acidy and electronic, which I suppose could be construed as, like, maybe a warp thing or something. But it's just really a different method of working, because it gets boring after a while doing all the same kind of stuff on the computer. Excuse me.
For sure. I'm talking to Luke Vibert here in Triple J Sound Lab, who is in the country. He's doing some dates in Melbourne and Sydney this coming weekend. I mean, talking about getting off the computer, sick of the monitor, Luke, and you get out some pieces of equipment. I mean, what are your favourite pieces of equipment? What do you always go back to?
Well, yeah, I haven't bought anything for a while now, so it's still the same old stuff. I think nearly all Roland stuff with numbers with O's in the middle, like 101, 202, 303, 606, 707, 808, 909. All those, they're all my faves.
Is there a special room in the house to store them?
Yeah, there is, my little smoking room stroke studio.
Like the father's den, almost.
Yeah, exactly.
On Triple J, Luke Vibert is with me, and he's going to be performing a set for us from his laptop to you very, very soon. But let's hear a track from his last album, which was called Lover's Acid, and this is the title track on Triple J.
Thank you.
On Triple J in the Sound Lab tonight, that is Lover's Acid, and the song is called Lover's Acid from Luke Vibert's last release from 2005 on Planet Moo. And Luke Vibert is with me in the studio, otherwise known as Wagon Christ, Carrier District, Plug, Armin Andrews. He's got so many different names, but he is here as Luke Vibert, and he's performing on Friday and Saturday night in Melbourne and Sydney. Hey, Luke, how are you again?
Yeah, great, thanks.
So that album, Lover's Acid, came out last year, 2005. I mean, you've been travelling around a lot, doing remixes and performing. I mean, but how's that release been for you?
Well, it's funny, really, because it was a kind of compilation album, in a way, of I did three EPs in the 90s on Planet Mute, and that CD's just actually those three EPs kind of collected together and put out, and there's one track on there called Anna Lord, and because it was only on CD last year, lots of people think that it's a kind of, because Aphex released his Anna Lord stuff, they thought it was kind of my homage or whatever to him, but in fact it's like the other way around, because it came out in 1995, so
you were first.
Ripped me off. Oh yeah.
So, I mean, you're friends with Richard D. James. I mean, how do you feel about the fact that he's released all these 12 inches
I loved them, actually. I was really pleased. I thought it was good stuff, because I was thinking both him and Squarepusher in the 90s were getting too carried away with pointless programming and plugins. So I was really happy that they both kind of stripped down and got a lot more sensible about making music. And I think it's great. Good stuff.
For sure. I mean, they're a fantastic release, and there's also the new, the CD that's also just been released of Anna Lord's music.
Yeah, I was surprised he went for that, because the idea was to keep it all analog, like vinyl. And he did say, I remember at one point, he's not going to put them on CD.
But
then
he got convinced.
Yeah, Grant probably talked him into it, I suppose.
Well, actually, last time I did speak with you, you were saying that you and Richard D. James, or Aphex Twin, you did actually produce quite a lot of music yourselves, and you never planned on releasing it. Has that changed?
No, I mean, we actually haven't done anything for quite a long time now, but yeah, they're just not really releasable or something. They're just jams, usually. We just jammed a lot together. He'd get a mad new keyboard and we'd try it out and make a kind of record it while we were doing it, but really they're like usually an hour long, kind of just pointless, crazy acid jams, and I listen to them occasionally and they're quite cool, but yeah, I don't think either of us would ever want to release them.
Keep it to yourselves.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time, because we've got so many thousands of unreleased tracks anyway.
I mean, talking about collaborations, though, I mean, you've worked with numerous artists over the years. I mean, what comprises a good collaboration for you? What makes something work for you?
I think when you're not too similar, when you've both got different things to offer, I think that's always the best thing. Like the two times I've had really nice collaborations with people was with BJ Cole and with my friend Jeremy. And I think that's because we were really different and we brought totally different things to the table. I think when it's two similar people, then it can be a bit like treading on each other's toes and, you know, gets a bit uncomfortable and a bit sweaty sometimes.
Well, there's all that competition as well in order to outdo
exactly.
Each other. How do you avoid that as an artist?
I just didn't really, with like Richard and Tom. We just literally fight over synths or whatever. No, I'm going to program the drums, and you know, it's just a bit like that, really.
Well, last time you actually did perform in Australia, it was with Luke, with Aphex Twin at the Big Days Out. I mean, in terms of your live show, I know you're about to perform a set for us, which is great, but I mean, how has it changed or mutated over the last few years to where you are today?
Well, I suppose it's just the biggest change was when I decided not to play records anymore, which was like about 3 years ago, and that Big Day Out was kind of, I'd probably only been playing on the computer then for about 6 months, so I wasn't that comfortable really, but I'm using the same program now that I did then, but I've just sort of got my head around it a lot more, so now it feels a lot more live. I can kind of really mess around with the stuff and it kind of make it more my own.
For sure, being more musically adventurous. I mean, when you do have so much music on there, I mean, is it hard to not pack in too much, to actually be adventurous, to find some different types of expression?
Yeah, I mean, the one I usually do, which I berate myself for, is I just drop stuff in too quickly. Sometimes it'd be nice to just play a full track, but that's not going to happen, really, because it's just too tempting to, you know, put the next thing on and play around.
And play around with it. Well, what are we going to be expecting, or what can I expect from the set that you're about to do for us here in the Sound Lab?
I know my first track's going to be off the next Carrier District EP, but that's the only one I've kind of got ready, so after that I'm not sure. But I think I'll try and play all my own stuff, at least some new bits and bobs.
which sounds fantastic. Well, you've got a new Carrier District EP coming out.
Yeah.
What else have you got releasing soon?
I think just out literally at the moment, or at least in Japan anyway, last week, they had another Reflex one, which is Amen Andrews versus Spackhand Luke, which is just both me again, but kind of...
against each other.
Yeah, I mean, that was Grant's idea, really. It's just a load of my tracks, but jungle kind of ones, and then also my attempt at whatever they call either grime or dubstep or UK garage, or it's got about a million names, but kind of London urban filth music. And so, yeah, that was Spackhand Luke is the name for that stuff. And it was Grant's idea from Reflex to put them together, fighting each other.
Battling yourself.
I think
yourself.
That's out just about now. And then hopefully a Warp one, not too far away, another Luke Vibert Warp.
And, of course, Wagon Christ. I know everybody asks you about this, but can we hear a Wagon Christ soon?
Yeah, a bit later, like they're saying next spring or something.
Fantastic.
That's when they're penciling me in Ninja Tune.
Well, on Triple J, Luke Vibert is with me at the moment, and he's in the country. He's doing some performance dates on Friday the 9th of June at the Prince of Wales in Melbourne, the following night in Sydney, which is the finale of Frigid, their 10th birthday, at the Newtown Hotel. That's Saturday the 10th of June, and unfortunately the gig in Brisbane at the Rev has been cancelled. That was going to happen on Sunday the 11th of June. But don't fear, because you can hear Luke Vibert live on the radio here in the Sound Lab right now. And thank you so much, Luke, for popping by.
Thanks, Vanilla.
And enjoy your time in Australia and your gigs next Friday and Saturday night.
I will, thanks.
Alrighty, on Triple J, Luke Vibert is going to pop over to his laptop right now and perform for you in the Sound Lab. So for the next, I reckon, about 45 minutes, sit back, kick back, relax, and check into the sounds of Luke Vibert here on Triple J. We'll be right back.
Bye. We'll be right back. This is a journey into sloth. We'll be right back.
And I'll tell you one more thing, yeah. If you look around you, there's one thing that'll be true, yeah. There's one thing that'll be true, yeah. There's a true thing about it all. Because 10 million flies cannot be wrong. Why don't you eat your little shit? 10 million flies can't be wrong. Why don't you eat a little shit? 10 million flies, they can't be wrong. Why don't you eat a little shit? 10 million flies, they can't be wrong. Why don't you eat a little shit? 10 million flies, can't be wrong. Why don't you eat a little shit? 10 million flies, they can't be wrong. Why don't you eat a little shit? Eat that shit, they can't be wrong. 10 million flies won't lead you astray. Eat some shit today, yeah. You gotta eat shit. You gotta eat shit all the time. Because 10 million flies cannot be wrong. No. You gotta. You gotta eat some shit. Because 10 million flies cannot.
That's a great track to finish on, Luke. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm laughing, sorry.
is that yours or who is it?
Yes, it was this horrible guy who's dead now, who's a poet, kind of spur of the moment, whatever the word is, a poet, just made stuff up. And I downloaded loads of his stuff off the web, and most of it was foul, racist nonsense. But that one just made me laugh. I had to try and make a track out of it.
Well, it's fantastic stuff to finish on. So thank you so much for the last 40 minutes. I've been bopping around like an idiot on my chair. I hope I didn't distract you.
No, I could see you out the corner of my eye, but no.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much. You can catch Luke Vibert. He's playing on Friday night in Melbourne, on Saturday night in Sydney. You can find those details up on the Triple J Gig Guide. And enjoy your time. Thanks so much, Luke. Good on you.
Yeah, nice one. Thanks for having me.
See you later.
See ya.
You're on Triple J Sound Lab.